Well, you know, you preceded this panel with this marvelous presentation of these five young scholars. And that alone would suggest to me that the future is incredibly bright. Congratulations for doing that. I think it's marvelous. I would also suggest that if you continue these panels, that maybe instead of having four old gray hairs up here, you bring one of those bright young scholars and put them in the middle of us sometime. I think that would be terrific. But, you know, the really interesting thing is, and I would refer everyone to the Grains Council's website, www.grains.org. We just completed a very interesting study called Food 2040. It was designed to look at the demand and at what kind of food and what packages, what the food demands would be in Asia 30 years hence. It wasn't designed to be an agenda development piece for our organization or anyone. It wasn't designed to be a policy piece. It was based on a Delphi survey methodology, and it was designed to say, what if? And there were five areas that we focused on, and there were six significant findings in that study. And it's a marvelous piece. And what I kind of summarize it is boils down to this. From the fall of the Iron Curtain through 2020, we add 2 billion people to the emerging global middle class. That's a $20,000 purchasing power parity per family. If they add $750 per person in spending for food, that is $1.5 trillion. That is the same as 2% of global GDP. That is a huge number. In the food industry, that's not a number that we have ever commonly thought about. And when you look at that, and then you look at the context of where we are with nanotechnology, genomic mapping, biotech, IT, this logistics evolution that I just talked to you about, and then $1.5 trillion of sustained new year-after-year spending, I would submit that we may be in the food industry about where the information technology industry was in 1980. And that would suggest to me that the opportunities are significant and that the future is extraordinarily bright. And I would echo everything else that these folks say in that context.